Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that embraces its redneck roots. This is the dentist only when it's really damn necessary. I'm your host, Mike. And today we are going to bracket off redneck events with two ladies that love their trash more than you love your mama. Please welcome on Erica and Cassandra from one of my favorite podcasts, the Trashy Trashy Podcast. How are you ladies doing today?
That was a good Erica Curry impression.
I've been trashy, working hard trashy. On
I genuinely have. And so to your listeners who haven't heard us before, this will mean nothing, but try this one on for size. Cass?
That's pretty good.
Good, right?
It's pretty good.
I didn't realize I signed up for my own roast tonight, but I'm taking it.
On this episode, we're going to roast Erica and the four funny things she says in funny ways. It's Cass versus Trashy Trashy Cassandra. No, I'm just teasing. So tell people what you guys do over at, and I won't impersonate Erica again, at the Trashy Trashy Podcast.
We talk about garbage people and take a dumpster dive on the week's trashiest news.
All right. Anything to add, Cass?
No, I mean, that nails it. We also reveal what trash people we are.
Yes. Yes. We start every episode with why we're trash this week. And we either tell a story from historical trash, which we have many trashy stories, or something that happened to us this week that's trashy.
Yes. So I think that makes us experts on what's trash and what isn't trash. And
I would not disagree with that. I enjoy your podcast greatly. It is on my regular download and listen list when I have time. And I love the Trashy Trashy Podcast. So listeners, if you have not checked out these fine ladies, check out the Trashy Trashy Podcast. You will not be disappointed. But if you don't know, if you are a first-time listener that happened to meander over here, if you will, from the Trashy Trashy Podcast to see what the hell I'm all about over here at the Whack Brackets, I will tell you what I am doing. I am asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered. Until we ask them, we will bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, such as Cassandra and Erica here, to bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. If you gals are ready to go, we will get started again with the Redneck Events Podcast. Episode, whatever.
Sounds great.
Let's do it. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. First question, girls. We are going to bracket off the Demolition Derby against the Rodeo, with the question being, which one of these two events is more likely to bring out your inner redneck after a few too many drinks? Cassandra, drinking your boxed wine, tell me which event.
Hands down, gonna go Derby. Demolition Derby is going to make me rip, roar, and redneck way faster than a rodeo will. The rodeo will likely, you know, make me cry.
Why? Some of those guys are pretty damn hot.
I'm sensitive. I get sad for the animals, and then I get weirded out, and then I get like, and then I just like see the kids, and I'm like, I wonder if they like this or if they're just doing this. But like on the derby, I'm like, fucking crush the cars!
And see, I'm going to go in a different direction, okay. And I'm going to go with the rodeo, making Mike break the tie here.
Fuck.
Because if I get drunk enough, I'm going to want to get on somebody's horse.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask, and you're not going to let me, for the horse's sake and for my own sake. And I'm also going to try and mutton bust, which is where they put the little kids on the sheep.
Oh, yeah. That's dope.
I'm going to try and mutton bust myself if I have too many beers, and nobody wants to see that.
Oh, I definitely want to see that. I totally disagree. I'm all in on this.
A sheep would just like drag you around?
You're supposed to lay on top of the sheep and grab him by the neck and then try to ride him for a certain length of time. And it's called mutton busting.
Yeah, I would just be like sad. But you know what? You're a country girl. You grew up around animals. I only know them as, you know, Sarah McLachlan commercials.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss a lot. I'm fortunately not a country boy, but I've grown up around country folk, being from, as I've mentioned 100 times, the hills of Appalachia, Kentucky is where my family originally resided. So now I am in a quandary to bust this tie because both arguments are good. The thing about the Demolition Derby is that it's kind of stupid. I mean, it really is. The purses, from what I understand, if you call them purses, they've recently been raised because for some reason it got a little bit popular. To $10,000 sometimes is like a high purse for the winner. I'm like, how the hell do you keep these cars operational and running into each other? And $10,000 is as much as you get. It's just garbage. Now, I did learn a few more things. The 64 to 66 Chrysler Imperial is still banned from most demolition derbies due to the fact that it is almost impenetrable.
Sick.
It apparently is. Yeah, it's a just an angry vehicle. It brings the fucking pain to other vehicles. It's pretty impressive. But to me, I'm thinking, if I'm going to sit back and watch shit, if I'm slugging down like draft natty light, I'm eating deep fried shit, and I'm yelling at the car that reminds me the most of the old man down the street that has the car in his front yard that has like 3 feet of fucking weeds growing through, through the hood. Yeah, this is the event I want to go to. Now, the rodeo, as we mentioned, pretty badass. If you're going to get on 3/4 ton of bovine that's pissed off and trying to throw you off the back with sharp horns, you're a bad motherfucker. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not an angry drunk, but I think I'm a funny drunk. And the problem with me is I start saying dumb shit that I think's funny. Those rodeo guys whoop my ass, and they're an earshot. The Demolition Derby guys, there's so much going on in the engines. They don't hear anything. I can say dumb shit. Those rodeo guys, I say the wrong thing, they're going to fucking whoop my soy boy ass. I want no part of it. So to me, if I'm going to get drunk and shit-faced and say a bunch of shit and get my redneck on, it's going to be at the Demolition Derby. So I'm going to let the Demolition Derby go on to the next round.
All right.
All yeehaw.
Yeehaw. I actually sound like a natural there, don't I?
Yeehaw.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I can hear the Kentucky.
Don't make fun of my accent, girls.
Never.
So the Demolition Derby is going on to the next round against the winner of this whack bracket. We are going to bracket off the Tractor Pull against the Gun and Knife Show. Ooh. Question being, higher percentage of Confederate flag gear / flag / whatever per attendee at these events. Erica, we will let you start this one out.
As someone that has attended both a Tractor Pull and a Gun and Knife Show, many a Gun and Knife shows.
Many.
Many.
Can I ask why?
Oh, my dad loves guns. Daddy Curry loves a gun. He's never met a gun he doesn't like. He asked me not to post pictures of guns on social media because he doesn't want the government to come and confiscate them, even though they're purchased legally.
I thought you were going to tell me he doesn't want gun porn on because it turns him on too much.
Erica, your socials are making me horny. Take those guns down.
Those are
put
things
more
I
pictures
never
of naked
hear.
Ladies on there. That don't turn me on.
Love, Dad.
I'm going to go with the Gun and Knife Show for the more Confederate memorabilia.
All righty. Cassandra, what do you think?
I have been to neither a Tractor Pull nor a Gun and Knife Show. I have been to a fair, and sometimes they have these elements and Confederate flags if I'm at the OC fair. So
most fairs.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go... What happens in a Tractor Pull? Is it is exactly what it sounds like?
It kind of sort of is. What happens is nowadays they actually soup up the tractors. Originally, it was just tractors. Believe it or not, there was a National Tractor Pull Association. I did a little bit of research. And originally, they had tractors, and it was pull on Sunday, plow on Monday, where you're supposed to use real tractors. But anymore, they fucking soup these things up, and they have like semi engines and shit in them. And the goal is to take a tractor and see how far you can pull some big heavy ass weight, and whoever pulls it the furthest wins.
I see. I was unsure if it was that or if it was like some sort of strongman CrossFit thing where you had to physically pull tractors. I was like, that doesn't sound very Confederate to me. I am still really leaning towards a gun and knife show. Gun and knife show. This is what it sounds like. It's you go and you purchase guns legally outside of, you know, state restrictions and
yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. That's definitely where I'm thinking. I'm going to see some Confederate belt buckles and perhaps some aggressive t-shirts that make me uncomfortable.
What I'm really hoping for is Confederate belt buckles are bad enough. The t-shirts are bad enough. I think the belt buckles are worse. The t-shirts are bad. But I think what's even worse is when you see the girls that have the short shorts with the Confederate flag on the ass.
Mm. Or like the like pockets hanging out the bottom, but they're Confederate flags. I went to middle school with a girl who had every fucking pair of Converse. Like she had Converse in every color. And it was like, fuck, she's cool. She's got all these Converse and she was mean. And
of course she was.
On top of all that, she had a Confederate flag phone case. And this is in the early 2000s. So like, and I'm in middle school, so I don't really get that. But now I'm thinking back to it and I was like, oh yeah, I went to middle school and, you know, Santa Clarita, and she had a lot of Converse, but she probably is not someone I would want to know now. That was my first exposure to a Confederate flag of being like, what is that flag? Oh, that flag is like from the South. Is that cool? All right. She's got a lot of Converse. So.
Yeah, I was exposed to many Confederate flags in my youth. And I think I've told this story in the past. I spent a lot of my youth hanging out in the parking lot of a liquor store with my dad. And there was another guy, another kid I knew, and his dad would hang out at the liquor store. And he and my dad would sit and drink shit tons of beer. And my friend's dad had a gun rack in the back of his car, of course. But also in the back window, he had a Confederate flag. And then when I went over his house, he had a Confederate flag in the living room. And it's just like a lot of Confederate flags everywhere at this guy's house. So yeah,
I think you said the answer right there because he had a gun rack. So yeah, I'm definitely going gun and knife show for those Confederate flags.
This one I won't say was an easy one because on the surface I could see why you might think that tractors would attract rednecks. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. But surprisingly, tractor pulls are also very popular in the Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, and Germany.
Love it.
Yeah, I guess our 1,000-pound sisters that we have, TV show just doesn't give those people enough redneck America, so they have to latch on to tractor pulls and shit, but they love the tractor pull there. But the gun and knife show, I'm not against guns for protection, but yeah, this whole stroking guns like a second penis, I'm not a big fan of that. But yeah, with that said, I just believe there's going to be more at the gun and knife show. That's my thinking.
A sweep.
Sweep for the gun and knife show. And that means the gun and knife show is going to go on to the final round against, of course, the Demolition Derby.
You.
Woo. Question being, and this was an odd one, of these two events, which would you more likely see Dr. Fauci at randomly?
A gun and knife show.
Okay.
I mean, he's got people threatening his life. Mm-hmm. I am not sure on Fauci's specific politics. I know that he didn't have a good time with the Trump administration, but I don't know what scientists did. So, you know, doesn't necessarily mean he's like a Democrat just because he's having a better time with Biden. Yeah.
I would argue that Mike Pence didn't have a good time there at the end either, though he is a staunch Republican.
Yeah, I don't think anyone had a great time, except
a lot of people did. There were plenty of other people did.
Yeah, and I guess.
And you can see those people over at my Parler account at Whack Brackets on Parler. But go ahead, Cassandra.
I'm thinking gun and knife show. I think you might get a Fauci sighting there. Maybe he comes out with his own brand because he's like got to ride this name recognition. Demolition Derby. Fauci's from New York. I just don't see that for him. I don't see him cutting loose in that way. So that I'm going gun and knife show for Mr. Fauci. Doctor.
I'm going to let Erica solve this because I'm going to disagree with you. And I'm going to say he's more likely to be at the Demolition Derby. Here's my argument for the similar reasons you said. Okay. I personally think, however, he's going to avoid the gun and knife show like a flat earther avoids the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay. Because first off, it's indoors. Fauci's not going indoors with a bunch of people that I guarantee you aren't wearing masks. It's thing number one. Thing number two, a lot of those people have a few beefs with Mr. Fauci, from what I understand. I don't think his safety is going to be protected there. And I think he's putting himself in a bad situation. You can say what you want to about any beliefs about COVID-19 or what he's done in the Trump administration or in the Biden administration. Fact is the guy's pretty smart, regardless of whether or not you believe in COVID-19 or not. I happen to. I know a lot of people that don't. That's beside the point. But the guy does have a pretty high quality education. So even just on the surface, he's not going to be there. But with the demolition derby, as you said, again, I'm going to argue, but I'm going to use your argument against you here. I'm going to say he is old school New York. He's not the new Manhattan, New York, where everybody's super rich. You have to remember, New York's not always been a great city. The man's 80 years old. He's the salt of the earth kind of individual. Not only that, a watch guy. He's a watch guy, and he wears Timex watches. I wore Timex watches when I was a kid. So these are not expensive watches. Fauci, just a guy. I think he's just going to kind of be there, enjoy sitting around, maybe have a beer or two, watch fucking shit crash into each other. Everybody likes that. Who doesn't like to see cars hit each other? It's fun.
Man of the people, man of the people, Dr. Fauci.
Oh, do we? I thought we were doing a whole song. Man of the people, man of the people. But no, I think gun and knife show too dangerous for him. So what do you think, Erica? You get to determine the winner of this whack bracket. Who do you have?
Man, that was a good argument.
I'm going to go with my man of the people theory, and I'm going to say that he would be at a demolition derby as an observer. He would be, this is for scientific reasons. I need to see what appeals to people. I'm going to go to this, and I'm going to, you know, do a research paper on demolition derby and what brings people to it.
Wow. I respect both of you, but you're both wrong.
Well, everybody has an opinion, and in this time yours is wrong.
I know. I'm lashing out.
You know, opinions are like assholes. You don't go around digging in other people's unless you want to find something stinky. So with that said, our winner of this WAG bracket is going to be, thanks to my girl Erica, the Demolition Derby and our Redneck Event WAG bracket. So again, thank the ladies, Cassandra, Erica from the Trashy Trashy Podcast. And before I go, I would like you guys to tell people where they might reach you on the social media platforms, podcasting, and whatever else you guys do. I think you guys both dabble in the comedy, so right now you're probably not getting out too much, but tell us what you do and where we can find you.
You can find our podcast at Trashy Trashy Pod on Instagram and on Twitter, where we post daily images, TikToks, GIFs. We post it all. And you can find me specifically on Instagram at @iconicericacurry.
You can find me at Cass Cardenas on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me every Tuesday night live on the Kevin Smith Smodcast Network on the Nooner Show, Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Pacific. And you can also find me on Season 3, Episode 10 of All American on the CW, if you want to.
Oh, wow.
Why not?
Wow, the CW, that's highfalutin shit there.
It's a real-ass network on TV.
Yeah, is All American, is it like everything else on the CW where it's a bunch of teenagers having sex and doing deviant shit?
Bingo! Yeah. This is a Friday Night Lights kind of vibe. It's football and Taye Diggs is in it. I'm not in a scene with Taye Diggs, but I'm in scenes with other awesome, really great people and, sexy adults playing teenagers.
Shocker. That's the way it usually works. There ought to be honestly a cutoff of ages where it's not allowed anymore. I'll tell you the one movie that really always creeped me out a little bit when I thought about it in hindsight was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh my God. Yes.
Because it's like, they're playing 15, 16 year olds and they're all fucking naked the whole fucking time. I'm like, I'm turned on, but I know I shouldn't be, but I kind of should be because they're really adults, but I shouldn't be because they're kind of not adults. I don't know how to feel about this whole thing.
Did you watch Normal People?
Normal People? What is, no,
it's on Hulu. It's like, it's like they're Irish and it's like a drama or whatever, but they fuck on this show like a lot. And the first time that they have sex is they're still in high school. I've never seen a better shot, like tension to sex scene. And I was like, whoa, do I need to turn this off and masturbate? No, wait, they're in high school. I'll wait till they get to college and then I'll start masturbating to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but do they have a college scene? Oh, or are you just going to have to remember? I was going to say, yeah. I was trying to wonder if you're going to actually wait until they're supposed to be in college to masturbate to what you saw when they were in high school, because you can kind of transmorph in your mind what they would look like in college.
Sure. I don't. Nope. It's same actors the whole time, just playing multiple ages and a lot of fucking. I highly recommend Normal People.
Yeah, Normal People fucking good times.
Yes.
So with all that said, now that we've gone completely off the rails with Normal People fucking and whoever else fucking, I'm going to tell you about Wag Brackets and what you can find me, where you can find me, etc., etc. I'm a Wag Brackets on all the social media platforms, the Instagrams, the Twitters. I'm on a whole bunch of shit that I don't use, like Facebook. I think I'm even on Snapchat and TikTok and Reddit and a whole bunch of other shit. If you reach out to me, I'm sure I'll get something on my phone, because I have all the fucking alert set on my phone. It fucking bleeps all day. So if you send me something on anything, I'll get it. Don't send me anything on Parler, because honestly, I'm not on Parler. That was just a joke. But you can send me an email anywhere at whackbrackets.com. You can send it to normalpeoplefucking@whackbrackets.com. I will get that. Perfect. You can send it to Erica's dad, gently caressing guns at whackbrackets.com, and I will get that as well. But thank you, gals, again. Trashy, Trashy Podcast, Erica, Cassandra, much love. And I will let you guys say goodbye to my folks on the way out. And we'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody. Stay trashy.
Hey, bye. Stay trash.
Oh, I will.